This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll free. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site completely free. You get to create the content. That which is on the front page that you see was created by listeners like you. You go to freetalklive.com. You can connect your Free Talk Live account, which is free, to your Reddit account, which is also free if you don't yet have one, and then you can use the features right there on the front page to submit content and to also vote upon the content that has been submitted by others. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. Ian and Mark here with you tonight, taking your calls about whatever's on your mind. You may dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's brought to you by ProXPN. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. We have an update on the story about the young man, I think he's 17, who was he was in trouble and is in trouble for taking some pictures, nude photos. Or sexting, as it is called these days.
So that's of just himself, right?
Actually, I think his girlfriend shared some of herself as well.
But that he didn't take those pictures.
Correct. So he shared some to her, and she shared some to him. For some reason, he's the only one who's been charged.
Yeah, of course.
On this one. Well, not necessarily, of course.
Not necessarily,
in some cases,
but
the girls are charged.
What's that?
In some cases, the girls are charged.
Yes, but in few cases, are just the girls charged.
Good point. So, the freethoughtproject.com has an update on the case. 17-year-old Trey Sims of Northern Virginia was recently sentenced to a year of probation after he was accused of creating and distributing child pornography for sexting his girlfriend. Naked photos were allegedly shared and texted back and forth between him and his former girlfriend. When the photos were discovered by the girl's mother, she reported the situation to police, who then treated the case as if it were a sex crime. Prior to the ruling, police wanted to bring Sims to a hospital and have him injected with a chemical to cause an erection so they could photograph him in an aroused state. They wanted to forcefully create a sexed message in order to catch a teen for sexting. As the Free Thought Project editorial asks here, who are the real sickos in this scenario? The terms of Sims' probation state he will not be allowed to text.
Use, no texting.
That's right, for a teenager to not have to text. Boy, he's going to be VOP real fast on that one.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it seems like it might be a violation of civil rights in some way.
Not allowed to use social media.
Not they do allowed, that to a lot of sex offenders.
Not allowed to use the internet at all for an entire year. Can you just imagine for a moment that?
I mean, no. I can't do my job.
Right. We've got listeners out there who don't have internet. They're probably listening via satellite or radio station or something like that. But, you know, for those of us who have been online, it's become an integral part in our lives. And I realize that there are some people who think that's one of the reasons why it's a bad thing. But, you know, that's another discussion to have. And we're happy to have that discussion if you'd like to call in. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, presuming you have a phone with which to call us. You obviously have a satellite.
That level
device.
Of technology is acceptable. Radio. However, a higher level of technology is not acceptable.
Well, right. Obviously, they're listening to a radio device, likely.
Acceptable?
Yeah.
Yes, that one was around when I was born, all as right. was the telephone, so it's okay.
So, he can't use the internet for a year. He's also being forced to complete 100 hours of community service and is not allowed to contact his former girlfriend.
So, he's sentenced then?
It sounds like he took a deal to me. If he fails to meet these terms, his name will be put into the sex offender registry.
Wow.
Sims and his family are happy to be out of court, but they are extremely disappointed with the verdict. Not only were these pictures now verdict, I don't know if that's the right. They couldn't have gone to trial this quickly, could they? I feel like. Well, maybe the first story we heard about this, Mark, was like a couple years after the incident actually happened.
It
I'm
could
not
be,
real clear on that. I'm not clear on the time frame here. So back to the story here. They're disappointed with the verdict. Not only were these pictures exchanged voluntarily, but there's no proof the pictures were actually sent by Sims or that the photos were taken by him. The only proof they have is the pictures came from his phone. Sims told reporters, quote, "I feel good about the situation, but then again, I feel bad because we didn't get what we wanted. It's been hard these past couple of months. Hard on my family, hard on me." I'm going to see if we can dig up some more.
These past couple of months.
Yeah, it couldn't possibly be a plea deal or anything besides a plea deal, right?
Yeah, I mean, a verdict sounds very much like it came from a jury.
Right, or a judge or whatever, but yeah. So share your thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. Now, unlike most of the Free Thought Project stories, this one actually doesn't have a link to a news, another major news source. It does have an embedded video from, looks like, an NBC television station. So I would like to find out more if this was, I mean, it's got to be a plea deal. I've just, all of the evidence makes it sound like it was a plea deal, in which case, I think the young man in this case, you know, he only has himself to blame. I mean, if he's disappointed with this outcome, he shouldn't have agreed to the deal. You know, if you thought you had a case, you should have gone to trial. And I think that, you know, I think getting this in front of a jury would be fascinating.
During the Friday trial, the prosecution
reportedly
displayed the sexts Mr. Sims allegedly exchanged with his ex-girlfriend, whose mother first reported Mr. Sims to police. Mr. Sims' defense saved him from a guilty child pornography verdict by arguing that there's no proof it was actually the teen in the photos. As for investigators' twisted attempts to photograph Mr. Sims' penis, the requests were reportedly blocked by the judge. They're using a statute that was designed to protect children from being exploited in a sexual manner to take pictures of this young man in a sexually explicit manner.
Right.
That's what Sims' Guardian says. The Manassas City Police reportedly addressed their arguably perverted request on Friday, stating that they explore all legal avenues and evidence collection to prepare for the trial.
So do we know if it was a jury trial? Is that indicated at all?
I don't know, but it certainly sounds like it. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm really interested in finding out more about the case. If you happen to be associated with, you know, Northern Virginia and maybe you know of a better source for some information, feel free to reach us here, 855-450-FREE. Looks like there's a few different stories out there. Where were you getting that information from there?
Betabeats.com.
Here's the story from The Blaze. Looks like it was a judge who placed him on the probation, and he would consider dismissing the two child pornography counts against the teen if he stays free of trouble for a year. The judge said he didn't want to see Sims start out his adult life with a felony conviction.
Agreed.
Adding there was no declaration of guilt or innocence. So fascinating.
This could be something akin to drug court, where they get essentially the punishment without getting the adjudication.
So anyway, your thoughts are certainly welcome here. I don't think this young man committed a crime. And the fact that he had to spend even one moment fretting about, worrying about this case, being stressed out about it is outrageous. The fact that he's on probation now and can't use the internet for a year because he took pictures of his own penis. Are you serious?
I would send this kid to live with an aunt in another state would be my best bet at this point, because probation can be transferred if you work the system properly.
Right.
And I would try to get him as far away from this district as possible, because generally they don't care as much in other districts. I don't know what state is most likely or least likely to violate probation, but I would try to get him over that way. Or if you can get him out of the country, I would do that.
The whole story is just so outrageous, but it's also not unusual. There are, you know, at least once a week, I'll see a story about this kind of thing, about some kind of teenager. It seems like once a week. Maybe it's a little less frequent than that, but it's multiple times a year that we come across these stories about teenagers who, you know, they're madly in love with their, you know, teenage puppy love or whatever, and they want to take their clothes off for one another. If they're not in the same room, they're going to do it in separate buildings, and then they're going to prove that they took those clothes off by sending pictures to one another over the internet. It's not an uncommon thing.
It's a bad choice, in my opinion, but I don't think it should be a crime.
If it's a bad choice, then let the individuals face whatever the fallout is from making those choices without involving the police.
But consider this for a second. The child porn laws really put the authorities in a strange position. Imagine for a second, because today you can run cameras and do a whole photo shoot with one person. You could do it in front of, I mean, you could literally do this, they do this point of view porn. You could do, conceivably, if you said it was okay, if we finally said, okay, that's it, we're going to, sick and tired of charging underage kids with child porn for taking pictures of themselves. Well, what if the whole industry springs up around them doing it to themselves?
It's a very strange thing here. The NBC News story says that there has been no declaration of guilt or innocence. I mentioned it earlier, but yeah, it looks like apparently there's no ruling, no official determination here in this case. Very strange. Free Talk Live.
Crashed. The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crash is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crash is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper. Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's been a new leak, apparently. There's another Edward Snowden out there. About that coming from Glenn Greenwald's website at firstlook.org. Plus, lots of other stuff to discuss here. Your call is certainly welcome. We've also got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Our username is lrn.fm. Mark, where is one of the best places, I think arguably the most affordable and fastest, in my opinion, to get Bitcoin?
Well, you can get Bitcoin, Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, or Darkcoin at expresscoin.com.
I was recommending it all weekend to people at the county fair.
Indeed, it is a great place to do it. It's inexpensive, completely legal, fast, it's easy to use. They pride themselves on their customer service. I've done a lot of business with ExpressCoin, and I will continue to do it because I do get great customer service from ExpressCoin.com. You can get your cryptocurrencies with a money order, check, or wire transfer, or you can make a deposit in a local credit union. All they have to have is shared branching, and you'll be able to get your Express Coins within a business day after you make your deposit. Excuse me, you'll be able to get your cryptocurrencies from ExpressCoin.com within a business day. So just start off at ExpressCoin.com. You can do it from your smartphone by downloading the app at ExpressCoin.com. Yes, they're in Canada. And you want a little deal, use coupon code FTL to get up to $40 of cryptocurrencies with no fee. So if you order under $40 worth, you use coupon code FTL, you'll be able to get pay no fee at all. And that's a really great deal. Why? Because ExpressCoin.com wants you to get some cryptocurrencies. They want you to have the experience. They want you to do it one time. And if they can do that without charging, if you'll do it because they don't charge you a fee, they're happy to do it. ExpressCoin.com.
So we were talking about the case out of Manassas in Virginia, where a young man, age 17, was in trouble for taking pictures of himself, and his teenage girlfriend was also in trouble. I guess, well, not in trouble actually. She, for whatever reason, wasn't charged. She took pictures of herself as well. So he was charged and could have ended up on a sex offender registry, but the judge in the case decided to defer that, to put that off as an option for the future if the young man misbehaves in the next year.
Misbehave, you mean send a text?
Yeah.
Go online? He's not allowed online for a year.
Yep.
I'm stunned by that. Really? How is that going to make the world a better place?
It's crazy. It'll just make his life frustrating and difficult because he's a teenager and, you know, he likely interacts with other teenagers through online media. He can't send a text to anybody now. He can't get on the internet. I suppose he can make a phone call, but not with a smartphone. I don't imagine it'd be a really bad idea to give this guy a smartphone at this point.
So when I was 17, I made a lot of bad decisions.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine
in prison over it.
Indeed. I can't imagine me making the right decisions around this because, you know, 3 or 4 months in, you're feeling like nothing's happening here. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be any big deal to send a text. What's the big deal? You don't know that they're just compiling this evidence against you. You don't know that what you're doing can be used against you. You're just like, whatever, everything's fine. No one will care. And I would.
Boom. VOP. You're back in jail.
Not VOP. Sex charge for the rest of your life.
VOP stands for violation of probation. But yeah, they would violate your probation and then they would bring the sex criminal charges.
I mean, and living with being on the sex offender registry is bad, bad news. The best thing for this kid is to go to like some kind of, go to the survival training school of California and just.
For a year.
For a year. Get out there and just get away from it all for a year.
So we'll talk more about the survival school here in a little bit. But I've got actually a press release. Because I was looking around, let me get some detail on this case. I want to find out more about it. You know, this unusual sentence where the news media is describing this case as though he were not found guilty. He was not found not guilty. He was also not found guilty. It was like a deferral of some sort. So I actually found the, he's 17, maybe this is some weird juvenile system thing. I can't say I'm not familiar with the court system in Virginia at all, and certainly not familiar with the juvenile system there. But the Manassas police have released a press release regarding this case. They sent it out a few days ago. And at first they talk about how sexting is becoming more popular and that
thanks for the tip.
When parents can't stop the activity, that it's responsibility of law enforcement to investigate the alleged violation of the law and the Commonwealth attorney to determine whether it is appropriate to prosecute. Sexting activities do not always involve a willing boyfriend-girlfriend exchanging pictures of him or herself. Sometimes relationships end, and photos of this nature are disseminated out of revenge or a threat to disseminate the existing photos.
Let's charge that, then.
That's not what happened in this case.
I mean, if somebody's distributing pictures that were given to them, you know, of naked people, then that's in a different... We're talking about an entirely different situation.
I still don't think there's a crime there, but...
No, I guess it's a gift at that point, yeah. And you can sort of do what you want with a gift. I don't recommend it.
But, you know, they're not saying that happened in this case, but yet they bring that up anyway for some reason. In Virginia, they
say... It's scare. It's FUD. It's fear, uncertainty, and doubt. That's what they do. The government sells fear.
So here's the real bulk of the most important part of their press release. In Virginia, the existing laws to address the situation are limited and clear. Whether a juvenile takes sexually explicit photos of himself or herself or of another juvenile, existing law defines that as possession of child pornography. If it is shared with another, existing law defines that as distribution of child pornography. No criminal offense committed by a juvenile is a felony or misdemeanor, however. It is a, quote, delinquent act, unquote, subject to the jurisdiction and unique dispositional alternatives of the juvenile court system. Now, unique dispositional alternatives...
Apparently means no due process.
Means, well, what that means is that... The judge doesn't have to necessarily take a position on this. That's why this guy wasn't found guilty, nor was he found not guilty in this case, because the judge has alternatives in his sentencing, repertoire, shall we say. So going on here, it is not now and never has been the policy of the Commonwealth's Attorney's Office to seek a permanent conviction on a juvenile for possession or production of child pornography in cases of peer-to-peer sexting. Further, the Commonwealth Attorney's Office has never requested that such juveniles be placed on the sex offender registry. The most common recommendation by their office to the juvenile court is that these cases be deferred for dismissal at a future time with probation conditions, including forfeiture and destruction of the electronic devices because images cannot truly be permanently deleted, and there are also instances where counseling or limitations on the use of electronic devices are appropriate. So it sounds to me like the prosecutor got exactly what they were asking for in this case.
I wouldn't argue with that, but... I would say that this is them sort of tiptoeing around an issue. This kid may not be getting a sex offender charge for sending naked pictures of himself.
No, but there's one hanging over his head.
But he could get sex offender charges for getting on the internet in the next 365 days.
That's right.
For sending a text in the next 365 days.
Yes.
So at that point... They will be able to say, well, no juvenile in the Commonwealth of Virginia has ever gotten a sex charge for sending naked pictures of themselves. Mm. However, we will dole that crap out if they're on probation and they do not follow every single stupid rule we've got.
Yep, that's a good point. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Oh, wait, there's an extra little detail that's very interesting. Share that with you here in a moment. You can take control, especially if you're somebody who thinks this guy should be punished and punished hard. I want to hear from you. It's Free Talk Live.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything here toll free at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you think the Manassas police should go after, and any police should go after, teenagers for taking naked pictures, in this case, of themselves. And an individual is what I mean, not in a sexual position with his girlfriend. 17-year-old in the Manassas, Virginia area, is now looking at a year of probation where he cannot get on the internet. He cannot even send a text message. He can't talk to his ex-girlfriend.
If he does, he gets a sex charge.
Or maybe his current girlfriend. I don't know if, you know, if they broke up voluntarily. I think his mother, or her mother, rather, found out about the pictures somehow. And she's the one who brought all this upon him. And so if you think that he should be facing time in jail or a sex offender charge, I really want to hear from you. Now, the police department says they've never asked for a sex offender charge to be brought against a juvenile. They said that's not what they normally request. Normally they want here's a quote from their actual press release about this case. They've never requested juveniles be placed on the sex offender registry for sexting. The most common recommendation is that the cases be deferred for dismissal at a future time with probation conditions, including forfeiture and destruction of the electronic devices, as well as limitations on the use of devices in the future and counseling.
Yep. This is essentially a mandatory breakup. Yes. He's not allowed to talk to this gal, and apparently not allowed to have another girlfriend because, you know, these days, the kids text.
They sure do. However, those juveniles, here's the continuing with the statement here from the police. This is the part I didn't get to in the last segment, which is important to what actually happened. Because, again, the judge did not find him guilty or not guilty. He just imposed probation, which I couldn't understand when I was reading the news article about this. It just didn't make sense. I mean, I'm familiar with the adult criminal justice, so-called justice system, and I'm familiar that you don't get probation unless you get found guilty. Probation's part of a sentence.
Right.
So how does it, you know, how is the juvenile system different? Well, according to the police,
here's how.
Press release. However, those juveniles, through the attorneys representing them, must agree to such dispositions in order to avoid a trial in which our adversarial legal system determines the outcome. This was not an actual trial. Whatever it was that happened in front of that judge with whatever evidence that was supposedly shown, because you read some sort of article saying that some of the texts were shown in court, right? Some of the sexts were displayed.
I thought so, yeah.
Yeah, I remember you saying something about that earlier. So it sounds like there was maybe an offer of proof or some sort of, you know, evidence shown, but that it wasn't an actual full-on trial. This is a plea deal. The judge basically came up with this saying, all right, kid, you know, I'm the judge in the juvenile system, and I get more leeway because of my dispositional abilities, or whatever how it was phrased in the police's press release here.
Certainly wasn't the way phrased the way we'll phrase it.
So unique dispositional alternatives were the words the police used. I have my unique dispositional alternatives, and that includes that I can put you on probation if you agree. You must agree to this.
So. Oh, yeah, this is and you're not under any kind of duress right now, are you?
So we'll put you on probation for 1 year. You can't text your ex-girlfriend. You can't contact her at all. In fact, you can't text anyone. You cannot use the internet for an entire year. And if you do any of these things, you may be subject to being considered a sex offender. We're not going to put you on the sex offender registry right now, okay?
Not today.
You know, we don't want to ruin your life right at this moment.
We just want to imprison you.
Yeah. But we will put you on the sex offender registry if you violate my orders or this deal. And so then the young man had to agree through his attorneys to that deal. So it's a glorified plea deal. It's like a juvenile plea deal,
yep,
basically.
I think it's what it is.
What that was. And so, again, the young man was disappointed. His comments to the media after this were of disappointment and how frustrating it was that they didn't get what they wanted. You took the deal.
Well, it's the deal proffered by the judge on the day of. I mean, this is one of the things about a plea deal is when you're dealing with a prosecutor is you can, like, you know what, I'm going to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
But when the judge is laying it out there, look, you need to take what I'm given right now or we're gonna going send to send you up the river.
Well, no, it would be
or. You know what they do to pretty boys like you in the county jail?
Not quite. It's you either take this deal now or we go to trial. But it's not clear whether that trial would have happened on the same day or whether the trial would be scheduled for the future.
That's I'm sure it would clear. Be scheduled for the future.
Well, I'm not sure, but you think so. You could be right. The sexting case, according to the police, this again, page 2 of their press release here, that has recently garnered so much attention, the investigating detective with the police department was instructed by a member of the attorney's office to obtain a search warrant in order to photograph, for evidentiary purposes, the genitalia of the defendant. Upon consultation with the identification expert, the prosecutor subsequently authorized a second search warrant seeking a photograph of the erect penis of the defendant, which, of course, is how this story came on our radar in the first place.
The whole thing, right. The cops wanted to take pictures of people's erect penises.
And while that procedure was being pursued, it was determined during the internal review process that such a search warrant would not be executed, and it was allowed to expire according to law. Many have expressed concern of what they believe to be an extreme measure in this type of case. However, when a criminal defendant, adult or juvenile, decides to exercise his or her right to a trial, it is necessary for the prosecution to explore all legal avenues of evidence collection in order to prepare for a trial. This is their excuse paragraph.
Sure, of course.
Explaining
it is, yeah.
While they did this. While those legal avenues may be explored, they are not always pursued and are sometimes, as in this case, abandoned. This is particularly appropriate after a balancing of the interests involved and when further evaluation confirms the sufficiency of the other evidence supporting the guilt of the accused. So they're saying here, which is ridiculous, the reason they didn't go.
We were just thinking about taking a picture of his penis.
Right. We just wanted to exhaust all our alternatives. We wanted to make sure we had that one in our quiver so we could use it if necessary. But it turned out the rest of the evidence was so good, we didn't really need to get pictures of his junk. So we just went ahead and let that warrant expire, as we're allowed to do so by law. No. It didn't have anything to do with the fact that the story blew up on, you know, alternative media, you know, to some extent on mainstream media, and that
they
it was
like a bunch of crazy perverts.
Right, that, you know, your cops look like hypocrites. No, that didn't have anything to do with it. It was just, we made the executive decision that we really didn't need to collect the information because we had our case. You know, it was in the bag. No problem.
I hope we get the opportunity to get a follow-up on this, because I've got to say, I don't think this kid's going to make it.
Oh, yeah. Give him a month. I mean, he makes it 2 weeks.
He's not allowed to text. He's not allowed to use the internet. It's over. I'm sorry. He's not gonna stick with it. He thinks this is being grounded or something.
I mean, he can't even turn his PlayStation on without disconnecting the Wi-Fi. I mean, he's gonna be getting online. You can't play video games either unless, you know, you disconnect the Wi-Fi on your PlayStation or your Xbox.
Yeah, I think he's through.
Share your thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Oh, and here's the final paragraph in there. Press release. The Commonwealth Attorney's Office and the Manassas City Police Department encourage parents to be proactive in discussing the potential consequences of sexting with their children, and to be vigilant in monitoring the legal and responsible use of their children's electronic devices. How the hell do you do that as a parent? I mean, how could you possibly be vigilant about what your teenagers are doing on their cell phones?
And why didn't this girl who did the same thing get charged like this guy?
That's a darn good question.
She was
15.
He's a bit over at the time. She was 15. She's no longer.
Right.
But he was 17.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Is there that big of a difference? I mean, there's some difference, but is there that big of a difference?
No.
They put them in high school together.
Yep.
If you don't want the kid, if you don't want these kids doing it, don't put them in high school together.
So, parents, be proactive in discussing the potential consequences of sexting, which include apparently being imprisoned and possibly getting on the sex offender registry. Because if it weren't for these stupid rules...
Kids, the cops are dangerous.
Right.
They want to take pictures of your erect penis. They want to throw you in jail. I mean, you know, that's what you should be discussing with your kids.
Yeah. Look, the consequence of sexting without the police around is next to zero. Maybe a little bit of embarrassment when, you know, somebody shares your picture with people they weren't supposed to share it with, and it spreads
That's
virally.
What can happen.
Spreads virally around the school. And
I don't recommend it at all.
Teenagers start making fun of your junk or whatever. I mean, that's... Kids are going to pick on people. What's new there? 855-453. That's 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Your thoughts on sexting are welcome, or anything.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control. Toll free here. 855-450-FREE. That number brought to you by ProXPN. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features waiting there for you, all totally free. If you want to get behind the show, then shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can shop over at Amazon or some other places as well, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of your purchase. And it's a great way to get the stuff you need online, get the same great Amazon prices, the same huge selection that you're used to, the reviews, everything. You're just entering Amazon through our affiliate link, and so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Thanks for doing that, taking the extra moment to go to shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to David. He's in Michigan City, Indiana. We've been talking about the young man who was charged with creating child pornography and distributing child pornography for taking pictures of his own penis to send them to his teenage girlfriend at the time. He's now been sentenced to a year's probation. He's not allowed to use an internet device, not even allowed to text. And David, you're on calling, listening to WIMS in Michigan City. Go ahead.
Yes, I was just hearing all your explanation on everything. And the thoughts that I came up with was, one, that they are trying to take pornography of an underage child and use that as criminal against him. And also the other thought is that yes, he should not be doing the sexting anyway, but their way of prosecuting him and wanting to take pictures was reminiscent of a movie back a long time ago called Porky's, where the one teacher was wanting to examine each of the boys to find out which penis that she had seen.
Was this Nurse Ratchet or something?
It wasn't that name. It was something else. I don't remember. Okay. Brubaker or something.
Okay.
Is that right?
I don't know.
Sounds believable.
Anyway, it was a comedy, and
a classic '80s comedy. So now you think that he shouldn't have been sexting in the first place, but is it a crime, right? Like, should it be a crime to take a picture of yourself as a teenager and send it to somebody over the internet?
It's a great question. Are you committing child pornography if you are a child taking a picture of yours? I don't want to make that choice.
Well, that's what I'm asking. I mean, it shouldn't be a tough answer. To me, it's not a tough answer because there's no victim here. The idea behind the child pornography statutes, as I understood them, was to protect children from being victimized by adults
exploited.
And forced to do things.
And that's the reasoning behind it. That sounds like the right thing.
But it's also the laws, Ian, though, the laws are there to some extent to shape society's sexual interests.
Mm.
And that's where this comes in.
Out?
Well, I don't know how it's working out. I couldn't tell you. Maybe it's working out reasonably well. But so in this circumstance, because if you say, okay, it's legal for young people to take pictures of themselves and sex acts with other young people as long as everybody consents, then you have created a whole new industry where, maybe adults can then tell young people, look, here, you take these remote control cameras, you go in there, you make stuff, we'll pay you for it, and then we'll put it online. Everybody's consenting here, right? You're consenting, I'm consenting, everybody's consenting. Pretty soon, you've got this.
Well, the law would say that they can't consent, right? Like, the law's viewpoint on people under 18
is
that they can't consent.
Then he couldn't consent to taking the picture in the first place. So, therefore, the fact that he consented is against the law.
It's ridiculous to say that a teenager cannot consent, I think. Your thoughts, David?
Yeah, the age of accountability is a big thing, and it's so arbitrary. And, they should have probably some more legal course, but like you can't, signing somebody else's permission or whatever. Yeah, you shouldn't, as a parent, you shouldn't be able to sign off that, you're allowing or consenting for the child to do these other things too.
David, thanks for your call, man. I appreciate your thoughts tonight. Okay. Let's get Jeff in here, in Ohio. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live. Your thoughts.
Hey guys.
Ooh, we've got you in a bad cell. I'm going to put you on hold, Jeff. We're going to try you back here in a moment. Jim, maybe we'll clear it up. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live in Virginia. Let's try you. Go ahead.
Guys, this case is ridiculous. This is Larry Flint meets Adolf Hitler meets the Keystone Cops. Dumbest prosecutor in the world. But this happens a lot, and it's got to be clarified by the courts. If you give a prosecutor power, they will go nuts. Like you said, the law was never meant. No one's exploited here.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy, but if I could translate that letter that from the prosecutor that you
just
were reading.
Just to clarify, Jim, do you happen to be in the Manassas area?
No, I'm in Lynchburg,
gotcha.
A couple hours from there.
Go ahead.
No, but Virginia prosecutors are just insane, and the rules in Virginia are really tilted away from the defense. But if I could just translate that letter that guy wrote, it's holy crap. I just got national publicity, and I'm ordering a kid to produce child porn in order to make him and give it to me in order to prosecute him for making child porn.
Well, just to be clear, they ultimately did not do that.
Right. That's only because the publicity came out. They got the power of the state. They got a judge to sign a piece of paper which says he can point a gun at you and say, produce child porn.
whoa, hold on. It's not producing child porn when they do it. Just like there's so many laws out there where there's exemptions written in for the police. Like in New Hampshire, wiretapping, I can't record a call to somebody that, where they don't know they're being recorded in New Hampshire. It's a terrible law here in New Hampshire. But there's specific exemptions in there when law enforcement does it. It's not considered wiretapping. I mean, almost a lot of criminal statutes have that in there where there's this is the case for everyone except for law enforcement. So it's not child pornography when they do it. It's collecting evidence.
Yeah, but there's I'm going to be honest. I'm not familiar with that specifics of that. I am familiar with that Virginia statute, but not whether there's a. I don't believe there's an exemption for law enforcement. They were just insane. And judges don't do their job. They rubber stamp everything a prosecutor says. And this just blew up in their face. And you're right. The crime is bogus. But what's not bogus is an adult ordering in the name of the state, in my name, an adult ordering a kid to produce child porn and give it to an adult. What you were saying in your scenario with the remote control cameras. And
oh, no, they were going to take the pictures of his penis. I mean, they were going to inject him with some sort of a chemical to create an erection. And then they would be photographing his erection. They're going to leave it up to the kid to take pictures of his own penis. The cops themselves would be the ones snapping the pictures.
They would be producing child porn. I mean, I don't know if I'm in the Commonwealth of Virginia or a Mel Brooks movie.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight, Jim. The toll-free number is 855-453. We're going to try Jeff in Ohio one more time. He called back. He's got a better line. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hi, guys. I think castration is the only possible answer because we know that you're going to be serial sexters. You know? As a girl, the hormones get worse. And so, that's the only answer.
Just chop them off, like, what, before they become a teenager? Or, I mean, what are you proposing?
I'm not sure. but sometime before they get their fingers on the buttons.
Just more. At some point, they just need to be castrated. That'll put a stop to this. I don't know. Would it actually, though? Like, if you castrated a teenager, and that's just cutting off his testicles, right? So,
well, it depends on what, you know. I mean, castration could be a variety of things.
Okay. What are you proposing, then? Let's get specific.
Okay. How about pre-crime? When they're 9. Just because they might think about it.
Get rid of the whole thing.
Anything else you want to share tonight, Jeff?
That's all, buddy.
Good call. Thanks for making it tonight. I think his tongue was in his cheek.
I would imagine. I would sincerely hope so.
Though it wouldn't surprise me if there was someone out there who thought that should happen for real. Those people just don't call in.
No, they have the power of the state on their side. They don't have to call in. Yeah. I mean, you really have to get them all whipped up to actually make a call.
You know, I'm surprised the police didn't put in for a warrant to just go ahead and manually give the young man an erection rather than use a chemical. I mean, why not go all the way at this point?
Thank God they didn't. Yeah.
All right, so there you go. He's got a plea deal and years probation. And place your bets. I mean, how long before this story comes back across our radar for a violation of probation in this case? He can't he can't get online or it's a violation.
I think it'll be too small to show up.
You're right. You might be right about that. Well, we'll find out over time here. Of course, you can always bring things to our attention by calling in toll-free at 855-450-FREE and submitting to our website various news stories at freetalklive.com. There's more on the way here. You can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
GEICO presents Strange Saving Stories. Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission. It stated, GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with GEICO? Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Lumber Liquidators buys direct from the mills, giving you the largest selection of hardwood flooring at the lowest prices. Right now, choose from over 150 hardwoods on sale, including beautiful and stylish white plank pre-finished red oak for just $179 a square foot. That's less than half what you could pay at other stores. Plus, get Dream Home Laminate and Tranquility Vinyl Flooring for 20% off, and Bamboo for only $179. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. More great deals and special 12-month financing available. But hurry, this sale ends Tuesday.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment.
to get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.